In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. Our gospel this morning, brothers and sisters, is a gospel of thanksgiving, and it's also a gospel of healing. Our Lord Jesus Christ shows his divine power as the incarnate Son of God to heal even the worst of diseases. He responds to the cry of the 10 lepers, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." There were 10 lepers together because the response to the disease of leprosy at that time was to quarantine, to isolate people from the rest of society into leper colonies, separate camps for lepers only. And Christ heals them, 10 of them, in an instant. It is a gospel of thanksgiving as the 10 went away from Christ to show themselves to the temple priests for prayers and reinstatement in society, realizing their healed condition. Only one of the 10 turned back to the Lord to give thanks. Only one of the 10. And the Lord seems to be astonished at their behavior when he says, "Were not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? It is clear that the Lord sees that our natural reaction to God's mercies should be abundant gratitude and thankfulness. That's a natural human reaction to God's mercies and blessings. The elder Thaddeus, great Serbian elder, author of the book Our Thoughts Determine Our Lives, will speak to us today. He says, parents always want their children to be happy, content, and thankful to them, to be thankful to their parents for all their work and sacrifice. So when they see their children in a bad mood and unthankful, they're saddened. It's the same with our Heavenly Father, says the elder. He has given us everything, but we are always unsatisfied and gloomy. Instead of thanking and praising God for everything, we only express our thankfulness with our lips, and our hearts remain cold. Joy is thankfulness. And when we are joyful, that is the best expression of thanks we can offer the Lord, who delivers us from sorrow and from sin. The elder Thaddeus challenges us to be happy in our work, to see all our work as working for God. He says, any kind of work is God's work. Any kind of work is God's work. Every task should be performed from the heart, for it is not for people that we are laboring, but for God. It's not for people we are laboring, but for God. God is present everywhere. The whole planet belongs to Him. The entire universe is His. No matter who your boss is, whether he is a good man who manages his company well or not, we must do our work for God. For God. For when we work for God, our hearts and minds are open. The elder says it's a matter of living a heavenly life instead of a life of resistance and opposition. He says, take for example a family man who has a home and a family and who knows how to do his job, who knows how to do his job well, but is doing this job against his will. He says that is how inner resistance builds up. If we do not learn to rid ourselves of this inner resistance, we will not be able to enter the kingdom of heaven and dwell among the angels and the saints. If we have a complaining heart, if we have a grumbling mind, we are not fit for heaven. He says, for we have acquired the habit of always opposing one thing or another, as there is always something that is against our will. We have not learned to be obedient to the will of God, but always want our will to be done. Well, in that case, there will be no place for us in heaven. The elder says, therefore, let us be thankful to God for everything. For everything. He knows why he has put us in the position where we find ourselves, and we will get the most out of it when we learn to be humble. It says we should always remember that whatever task we perform here in this life is for God. He gives it to us, whether we are believers or not, whether we are pious or not, we must carry out God's plan. St. Ambrose of Milan, remembered in the church today, said, the Lord looks with affection on the humble. The Lord looks with affection upon the humble. Because a humble heart is a grateful heart. A humble mind is a grateful mind. Brothers and sisters, it is a matter for each of us, as it was with the lepers, to respond properly to God's blessings. St. John Cassian says, divine grace gives us opportunities of salvation, of prosperous undertakings and victories. But it is up to us to follow up the blessings which God gives us with either earnestness or indifference. We have to follow up on God's blessings. Again, Elder Thaddeus says, when we are angry or envious or have violent feelings towards someone, we ourselves open the window of our heart to the demons. He said, we Christians have been called to spread upon the earth the atmosphere of heaven, eternity, love, peace, truth, and stillness. But it's very difficult since from our youth we have learned anger and disobedience. We have accepted much evil into our hearts, and now we need to get rid of it. To get rid of it. He said, someone who has within him the kingdom of heaven radiates holy thoughts, divine thoughts. The role of Christians in the world is to filter the atmosphere on earth and expand the atmosphere of the kingdom of God on this earth. Brothers and sisters, a grateful thought is a heavenly thought. An ungrateful thought is from the devil, who was the first to be ungrateful. He was ungrateful for his life, for his position, for his great glory in heaven. He was unsatisfied with that, and he wants us to think like him. He wants us to ignore all that's good and blessed and holy and peaceful and joyful in our lives, and to be miserable and complaining and dissatisfied as he is. No, let us hear the words from our epistle to Ephesians. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And finally, the words of Father Alexander Schmemann from his very last sermon, which you can read in last Sunday's bulletin. He gave this sermon at a Thanksgiving Day Divine Liturgy. He said, everyone capable of thanksgiving is capable of salvation and eternal joy. Sounds very much like the elder. Thank you, O Lord, for having accepted this Eucharist, which we offer to the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which fills our hearts with the joy, peace, and righteousness of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, O Lord, for having revealed yourself unto us and given us the foretaste of your kingdom. Thank you, O Lord, for having united us to one another in serving you and your holy church. Thank you, O Lord, for having helped us to overcome all difficulties, tensions, passions, temptations, and restored peace, mutual love, and joy in sharing the communion of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, O Lord, for the sufferings you bestowed upon us, for they are purifying us from selfishness and reminding us of the one thing needed, your eternal kingdom. Thank you, O Lord, for having given us this country where we are free to worship you. Thank you, O Lord, he says, for this school where the name of God is proclaimed, so we will say thank you, O Lord, for this parish where the name of God is proclaimed. Thank you, O Lord, he says, for our families, husbands, wives, and especially children, who teach us how to celebrate your holy name in joy, movement, and holy noise. Thank you, O Lord, for everyone and everything. Thank you, O Lord, and marvelous are your deeds, and no word is sufficient to celebrate your miracles. Lord, it is good for us to be here. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to Jesus Christ. Glory.